It's Anne with your coaching on the go. Triggers, triggers, triggers. Well, the reason I'm talking about these so much, I wonder if you can see why I might want to share so much with you about triggers. I'm waiting for an answer, but nobody's saying anything. Okay, I know you're there. You can tell me, well, you can find me and tell me why triggers are so important to talk about. So today, you have been investigating these triggers a little bit. What are you finding? You're finding that they are from something prior. You're seeing a series of events where this particular thing has been hurting. So you can find yourself in a conversation with someone that you're, say a loved one, say your partner, your husband, your wife, your child. And all of a sudden you are fighting, all of a sudden you're 6 years old and you're fighting for yourself. You're fighting for your dignity, or you're fighting for, you know, you don't want to feel silly. So you're fighting for your feelings. You're fighting for your safety. So this is a vulnerable spot. This is where you're going to be touching into parts of yourself that sometimes you have packaged up and you haven't touched since they hurt so bad. And if you're not able to get down there, down into these places, this is what I do. This is one of the things that I help people with. I support people in traveling into places within themselves where they have blocked themselves. If you can't release these blocks, then that's why you are stuck. Whenever we expand, and nothing to feel bad about, whenever we expand, part of us, the part of us that wants to stay safe, starts closing off opportunities. And the part of us that wants to expand is so excited and can't expand because, you know, you're having a conflict. So when you have this beautiful idea and you're ready to go on it and you hesitate, it could look like many things. It can look like procrastination for one, but really there's something down deep. There's something under the procrastination. If you don't go under there to look, or you don't get help to look, because it's really a complicated process. Sometimes you're going to be a procrastinator and you can just label yourself that way. You can stay in the safe zone, but it doesn't feel good because you're not satisfied with your life. So a good way to tell if you are operating on the highest level is you feel satisfaction if there aren't any blocks or resistance. So if you're steeped in resistance, if you feel conflicted, if you have been stuck for years in a spot, or you find that you derail opportunities, or you're in the same relationship over and over again with different people, it's you. You've got something to look into and shift. And all of those things can be shifted. It's complicated sometimes because we've been living with that operating system for such a long time. And we're familiar with it, so it doesn't seem unusual to us. And that's why even the highest level human beings, they have people help them shift away things that aren't working anymore. And it's never ending. The thing is, though, that you get better and better at it. You get better and better at seeing it, going beneath it, tracing it, releasing it, and figuring out how to continue. So you become kind of we call it a self-cleaning oven. You become able to just understand a process of shifting away from resistance so that you can continue to move freely. And you also be, become a person who understands that whenever you expand to the next level, you're going to face some level of resistance from the part of yourself that wants to keep you safe. Because you're expanding. You're expanding into new territory and new ways of resisting are going to be bubbled up from down deep by your internal guidance system of protection. So it's all good. It's a big process. And that's why I have different coaches that help me so I can go through this process quickly and I can keep moving in life. We're not born to be average. We're not born to be always following. We're leaders. Down deep, we're leaders and master creators. If you are not in a position where your leader and master creator is operating freely, then connect with me and we'll get you the support. I'll get you the support that you need to discover things about yourself and expand into that new territory. With deep, great love for you and excitement for what you're about to create. Have a beautiful day and do the work. I'm going to post a link later this week for a coaching call. And you can sign up for a coaching call this weekend and see what your next steps are. Free yourself.